Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph at the fifth Mishnah. We're taking a look at, the fourth Mishnah. We're taking a look at the list of people who get Skila. Eloin Aniskalin. And you're going to see that nearly everything in this list is going to be elided in the Gemara except for a point towards the end. Eloin Aniskalin. Habal Ha'em, relations with mother. Vial Eshet Ha'av, and that will be the sticking point, and father's wife. Viala kala, daughter-in-law, viala zachur, male, viala bema, an animal, hasham viata bema, or a woman who brings an animal on her, hamagadev, somebody who curses God, aved avodah zarah, we've seen those two many times, hanoten mizara la molech, a specific kind of avodah zarah, of giving one's child to molech, uval ovi doni, which is a kind of necromancy, v'machalel et ha-shabbat, v'hamachalel avi v'imo, if someone curses his parents, Kalal Aviv Imo. Uva'al Ovi Doni, Vamchalel Tashabbat, Vamchal Aviv Imo, Vabal Naraha Murasa, relations with Namura, so we've seen many times, Skila, Hamesit, that's one who seduces an individual to do Avodah Zarah, Mediach, one who instigates an entire town to go over to Avodah Zarah, Machashef, a magician. We're going to deal with that more in the next parak. Uven Sorer Moreh has its own parak. Habal ha, now, Habal ha'em chayav alea mishum em umishum eshet av. So relations with mother carry with it two isur, two liabilities. The only point at which this would be a practical issue would be if it was done b'shogeg, there'd be two chata'ot, both because of em and eshet av. Rabbi Yehuda Omer eno chayav alea mishum ha'em bilvad. He disagrees, and it's that disagreement would be the focus of most of the Gemara. Habal eshet av chayav mishum eshet av umishum eshet ish. Eshet av also carries with it two prohibitions, even if she's not mother, which is eshet av and eshet ish. Bein machayav bein lachar mitat aviv. Interesting, even though father's dead, she still has the din of eshet ish vis-a-vis the son. Bein min ayrusin bein min nesun, whether father was ever married to her or just betrothed. Habal kalato chayav alay mishum kalato mishum eshet ish bein machayav bino bein lachar mitat bino. Ben min ayrusin, ben ron nisuin. Again, the same thing applies to daughter-in-law. Now, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im lo aita imo ru'uya le'aviv, eno chayav ela mishum ha'im bilvad. This braita is at odds with the Mishnah. It says that Rabbi Yehuda only said that the time that the isser of Eshet Av doesn't obtain is when father really wasn't supposed to marry her. Now, my in Ruyelo, what does that mean? If it's a rayot that Michal Rabbanan Savri Afagav Dena Ruyelo, Halet Le Kedushin Megavah, even Rabbanan agree, the Kedushin don't apply if father marries somebody who's Chayve Kritu to him. Ella Chayve Lavin, it must be Chayve Lavin, Rehuda Savra Lak Rabbi Akiva. He holds like Rabbi Akiva, the famous Mishnah, in Yivamot Af Memtet, the Damar in Kiddushin Tovasim Lechavi Lavin, Sumetra of Ashai Isra Mitzvah Isra Kiddusha Chotzavod Yamot, the Mishnah in Yivamot says that if the Yivam who falls to the fellow is an Isra Mitzvah Isra Kiddusha, then there's Yichalitza, but no Yibum, and then we define Isra Mitzvah Shniot Midivir Sofrim, that's the Arayot Rabbanan. My Karolo Isra Mitzvah, why are they called Isra Mitzvah? Shemitzvah Lishmo Divir Chachamim. Isra Kedusha, what's that? Almon al Kohen Gadol, Gush al Chutz al Kohen Hedyot, Isra Kehuna. Vamai Karolohu Isra Kedusha, Dichtiv, Kedoshim Yud Elohim. Those are Lavim. Now, Vatanya Allah, Rabbi Yehuda Machlif. So Rabbi Yehuda switches and says, Isra Mitzvah is Isra Kedusha, is Isra Kehuna, and Isra Kedusha is Shniot. Okay. Chalufa Yehuda Machlif. But he switches them. Hachal Chalitza Boya. But he does agree that they need chalitza. V'isalka da'etach Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Kiva sferali, but if he holds like Rabbi Kiva, mechti chavi lavin, Rabbi Kiva chavi kritu dami, according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no kiddushin, v'chavi kritu lav b'nei chalitza, there's no chalitza or yibum at all. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he shouldn't switch him, he should just say none of them have chalitza at all. The answer is the Dvar of the Tanakama, Ka'amar, v'leilo sferali. He was only saying, according to Tanakama, you should switch the definitions. But Lee, I don't hold from this at all. All right, that was a breita that was at odds with our Mishnah. Ki atar v'yitzchak tani kidit nan. But v'yitzchak came and he taught a breita that was like our Mishnah. V'yuna omer eno chayav ela mishum ha'em bilvad. If man has relations with his mother, he's only chayav mishum em and not mishum eshet av. V'tayim amai. Rabbi Damar Kras, Rabbi takes the first step, says, Imchahi, she's your mother. Mishum imoa tabachayotam tabachom mishum eshadav. Eshadav is only there for a case where it's not your mother, but it's eshadav. So, Elamiata, Ervat eshadavicha lotigale ervatavichahi. So, mishum eshadav tamachavoyatam chavo mishum imo. Look at that pasuk, and it'll say, you're not chai mishum aim, only mishum eshadav. So each pasuk is knocking out the other one. So now you have a weird thing. If she's just imo, you're chayiv. If she's just eshtaviv, you're chayiv. Imo she eshtaviv lo mechayiv klal. But according to you, if she's your mother, who is your father's wife, or ever was your father's wife, then you're not chayiv at all, which is ridiculous. Also, the Rabbanan, who said, you are chayiv mishum em en eshet ha'av, agree that it says imchahi, it's same say for Torah. That we're going to see at the end of our sugya. Now, Rabbi Huda Nami, ahumi ba'ele lecho rabbi shisha b'reidi, he needs it for that drasha too. It says, altogether ervata. Mishum erva, erva, achata tamachavo, viatamachavo, mishum shte ervot or arayot. There's only, you can only chai for one erva. So, the atah, ervat kalat cha, lotagalei, shabin chai, lotagalei, ervata. Kala is also called ervata. So, chen mishum erva, achata machavo, tamachavo, mishum shte arayot. Same thing you're going to say there, that you can only be chai for one erva, not two. The end of our Mishnah said you chayiv twice. For lo palig Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree there. Since she's one person, even though there's two different isurim, it says ervata. So same thing with kala. So Abaya's reasoning just didn't pan out. Ela Amar Rava. Rava said as follows to explain Rabbi Yehuda. Kasav Rabbi Yehuda ervat avicha zu eshtavicha. The pasuk reads as follows. Ervat avicha, that's eshtavicha. Umaitid abig zereshavin. We'll need this zereshav a little later. Umashva ben eshtaviv sheimo ben eshtaviv sheinaimo. And the implication is eshtaviv, whether or not she's your mother. Imo sheino eshtaviv. What about your mother who was never eshtaviv, like anusat aviv? Minayin tamalomar ervat imcha lo tegalei. Imcha hi. Pasuk number 2 on the page. Mishum imo atamachayvo viatamachayvo mishum eshet aviv. So in a case like that, she's only chayiv as aim. Therefore, in any case where she's aim, she's only chayiv mishum aim. That's the way that Rabbi Yehuda reads it according to Rava. Now, Tanya Kavatei de Rava. We have a braita that supports Rava. Ish asher yishkavet eshet aviv. Ish pratlakatan, again, asher yishkavet eshet aviv, mashma ben eshet aviv sheimo ven eshet aviv shelo imo. So in this braita, we're saying, again, eshtaviv, whether or not she's your mother. Imo, she'ina eshtaviv minai. What about someone who's only your mother? Talmud lomar, ervat aviv gila. We get it from the consequence, ervat aviv gila, which is mufna. That's an extra phrase. Lakish v'ladunim en ogzera shava. To be able to get ogzera shava, which we're going to see in a moment. Now, motu matu biskila. We'll go back to this. Maybe it's some other mitah. As we saw at the end of the last podcast, Dmehembam is the kicker. Because that's still part of the braita. So far, all we know is that there is the punishment of death for Imo. Where do you know that there's a prohibition? There has to be Ein Onshim Elikim Azirin. Tamalomar ervat avicha lo tegalei ervat avicha zu eshet avicha. Ervat avicha is your, it means your father's wife. Tamar eshet avicha zu oeno ela ervat avicha mamash. Maybe it really means your father. So nemar kan ervat avicha lo tegalei v'nemar lalan ervat aviv gila. In the case where you had relations with your mother, it says ervat aviv gila. So malalan beishu takatum edaber. So ervat aviv doesn't mean seeing your father's nakedness. It means having relations with your father's wife. Avkan beishu takatum edaber. Same thing here about your mother. Mashma ben esht aviv sheimo ben esht aviv sheinaimo. And the implication is your father's wife, whether or not she's your mother. Imo shein esht aviv minayin. How do I know your mother is not your father's wife? Tamalomer ervat imcha lo tegale. You cannot have relations with your mother. Ainli el abazarat, but that only tells me the prohibition. I don't know the consequence. Shasakatuv imo she'ena ishtaviv ki imo she'ishtaviv. All I know is that for the prohibition, the Torah equated your mother, who's not your father's wife, with your mother, who is. Onish minayin. How do I know that for consequence the same thing? Nemar kan ervat avicha lo tegalev, and nemar lalan ervat avicha gila, ervat aviv gila. The same phrase. There's the gzera shavu we had. Mabi azara sakatuv imoshe inash taviv ke imoke ishiyeshet aviv. Just like when it comes to the ban, the prohibition, the Torah equated to the two. Same thing for the consequence. Now it says imchahi, so therefore mishum imo atamechayvo v'yatamechayvo mishum eshet av. Oh, so therefore we see this is the support for Rava's take on Rabbi Yehuda. Now for Rabbanan, what do they do with that? Ervat avicha mamash. They say ervat avicha really means your father. So haimi v'yat zachar nafka, but you're already violating homosexuality. So the chayev alav shtayim, the answer is you chayev twice. Uch Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Yehuda. Goy hamba al aviv, picks goy as ben Noach, because of the shev mitzvah ben Noach, which we're going to get to in a couple daf. Habal aviv chayev shtayim, you chayev twice for having relations with your father. Habal achi aviv chayev shtayim, same thing with your father's brother. Amarava, so mistar milted Rav Yehuda be Yisrael, but shogun with korban. He says actually Rav Yehuda could only be referring to Yisrael, and only a case of if it was done inadvertently, and for the purposes of korban, how many korbanot you have to bring. Meaning to say you're chayiv twice could only be about that. He picked a nochri because he didn't want to say about a Jew. If you think it's really a non-Jew, dino mai nihu. What's the din of a nochri who violates any of the shav mitzvot? Ketala, he gets killed. Betray katli, katlele, you can't kill him twice. So tarameachi, we have a bright that supports that. Abal aviv chayav shtayim, abal achi aviv shachayav shtayim. Now, ikadamim to look Rabbi Yehuda. Some people say that does not follow Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda says ervat aviv gila is specifically about mother, or father's wife, really. Ikadamim afilu tem Rabbi Yehuda. Perhaps even Rabbi Yehuda would say it. Umayte lo bekal v'chor me'achi aviv. Because Rashi points out, achi aviv, certainly there is a prohibition Rabbi Yehuda would have to agree to about having relations with him. Because there it says ervat achi, about Achi Aviv, look around, you'll see he brings the phrase. Uma Achi Aviv de Kurva da Avivu. Think about this. Your father's brother, who is connected through your father, Chayiv Shtayim, you're Chayiv twice, once for having relations with him and once for Zachor. Aviv, lo Kol Shekin, your father himself is a Kol Shekin. So these two Lashonot, whether Rabbi Yehuda would buy into it, or Kamipal Gevukta Dabai Varava, Marsavar Onshim in Adin, one of them holds you can give an Onesh from a Kal Vachomer, and therefore he would say that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree here. Marsavar Onshim in Adin, the other says you can't give an Onesh from a Kal Vachomer, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda, who does not read Ervat Aviv that way, could not buy it. Rabbanan say Azhara la Eshet Aviv Menalehu. So according to Rabbanan, where do they have the prohibition of Eshet Aviv? Nafku Mervat Eshet Aviv Halot Tegale. It says explicitly. Rabbi Yehuda says Ahumi Boyelem Azhara la Eshet Aviv Lachamita. That's there to tell you, even after father dies, she's still Eshet Aviv. Rabbanan says Ahumi Sefer the crowd Nafka. They get the same rule from the end. Ervat Avichahi. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says means she is the Ervat Avicha, even if he's not around. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ahumi ba'yalei mishum eshet amata mechayvo v'tem mechayvo mishum eshet ish." The Rabbanan say, Rabbi Yehuda says, "I need that to say that you're not chayiv mishum eshet ish if father already died." Ivan and Nana ba'al eshet av chayav alei mishum eshet av mishum eshet ish. But our Mishnah says you're chayiv for twice, bein b'chayav ben lachamitat aviv, even if father's dead. V'lo polig Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree there. Rabbi polig b'brayta, we have a brayta where he does disagree, just missing from the Mishnah. For Rabbanan, onesh to Eshet Aviv lachar mita menalehu. So according to Rabbanan, how do I know that I'm chayiv for Eshet Aviv even if father's dead? So Bishlam Yehuda ma'itil al b'gzera shav. Yehuda had the gzera shav of Ervat Aviv gila. Rabbanan menalehu. So milachahu Ervat Aviv gila to mapik Rabbi Yehuda the gzera shav mafkilei inu la onesh to Eshet Aviv lachar mita. He needed for Ervat Aviv gila. He got there for the gzera shava. We use it simply for the onesh. For Rabbanan onesh the imosha ina eshet aviv menalehu. And here we get Rav Sheshi Reid Ravidi that we mentioned. Amar kra imchahi hasakatuv leimosha ina eshet aviv ki imosha eshet aviv. The fact that it says imchahi is there to tell you that your mother who is not eshet aviv is equal to your mother who is eshet aviv, which is full circle to what we came to. Okay, the last line in the Mishnah, Baal Kalato, Yechayiv twice, says, V'lechayiv nam mishum eshet b'no. So why don't you say Yechayiv for Kala, and eshet ish, and eshet b'no? Rabbi Patach Ketuv B'Chalato Asim Reshep. No, the Torah started out the discussion V'Arvat Kalatcha Eshep Nohi L'mar L'cha Zui Kalato Zui Eshep No, that they're the same. They're not different Arayot, they're just different words for the same Erevon. Okay, we'll pause at this point. Daf Nun Dalad Amud Aleph at the next Mishnah, which we'll pick up in Mirtzah Shem in the next podcast. It means everybody should have a wonderful day.